This is SRN News.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Passionate about sports? Want to talk college, prep, or pros? It's time to enter the Sports Zone with Patrick Hyland. Call in. Tell Patrick how you see it. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now, your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Thanks for tuning in to AM 860 The Answer. The Sports Zone. We appreciate it very much. A little warm and sunny day here in Tampa Bay, Florida. Humidity up there, but we are in June, almost to July. This week we'll hit July. Next Monday will be July 4th. How about on this July 4th, we're all patriots and all Americans? Would be a nice change of pace, wouldn't it? God bless America. Also, want to thank our policemen and women out there patrolling the streets, doing the best they can. They just want to get home to their families also. If we would just obey the laws and abide by the laws that are out there, this country would be back to being great again. That'd be half the battle. There'd be some other battles, but that'd be a big one. Number two, our military. God bless those men and women out there fighting the fight and making this country great and free and doing the best they can out there. So thank you to them also and all our first responders out there trying to take care of us and do the best they can. We do greatly appreciate them. That's from the heart, folks. I just believe in that wholeheartedly. We don't appreciate people that do service work as much as we should. We need to all start getting along and working together. Just make things a lot better. So, with that being said, you're hearing us all the way down there in good old Park Charlotte, Florida, all the way up to Crystal River, all the way out to Lakeland. Thanks to all our listeners. We definitely appreciate it. If you have a thought about what we are going to talk about, feel free to call in at 877-969-8600. In studio with me is Josh Levinson. Good morning, Josh. How are you today?
I am fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, my friend. We'll talk a little FanDuel coming up today. Like to talk a little FanDuel baseball. That seems to be the thing. But we will talk about possibly the last hockey FanDuel till October as the Tampa Bay Lightning are back home taking on the Colorado Avalanche. Can they send it to Game 7? We shall find out. Also in studio is Scott Levinson running for County Commissioner, District 1. God bless you, Scott. How are you today, sir?
I am I'm feeling good today. Had a good weekend. Relaxing, doing what's got to be done. But it's been a nice weekend, not even too hot.
Well, amazingly, you know, people don't realize here in less than 4 months, we will be having an election for your seat and a lot of other seats here, a little midterm action, a lot of craziness in the world this past week. It's just amazing. We need to stop this tribe mentality, and we'll get into that, too, with all the team changes and what's happening here in Hillsborough County here in just a minute. But we'll start off the show with sports talk, and then we'll interject some other things happening in the community. Josh, Tampa Bay Lightning. Do they find a way to send it to Game 7, or does Colorado rebound and win it and take Old Stanley back to Denver, Colorado? What's your thoughts?
I think we're going to be able to force a Game 7. I really do. I mean, when you look at our losses, you lose a couple of coin flip games in overtime. I mean, those could easily go either way. And even when we got our butts whooped in the first game, we were committing a lot of penalties. Passing it poorly, lots of turnovers. I think the team that has played the past couple games has been better than the team that played in the first few. So I do. I think we're going to be able to force a game seven. I was fortunate enough to be there for game four on whatever day it was, but for game four in that overtime loss. And it, you know, they're putting it all out there, as you say. And so we'll see. We'll see. It was certainly nice to see them pull it out in game six. So, yeah, I think we'll be able to force game seven.
Scott, what's your thoughts on this? Does Colorado wrap it up today?
You know, I picked 4-2, but I will say there was some juice in those legs last game. They were getting the pucks. Colorado wasn't getting to. Even Hedman, who is what I would call a gentleman on the boards, he doesn't really lace people. He was jacking some people this last game, and the referees did let some stuff go. But I still, guys, I you have to explain to me in football the last 2 minutes of a game if there's a controversial call.
There you go.
They review it.
They do.
In baseball, they review it. In basketball, they review it. Now, if it was an offsides, they would have reviewed it. But six men on the ice? Oh, I'm sorry. There's nothing we can do about that. That is a flawed system. Either you don't review anything or you review it all, especially to win or lose a game. And some people could say, oh, well, he was cut. No, there was nobody heading to that bench. No one was within 10 feet of that bench. The only one was who was coming on the ice.
Well, let's talk about that, Scott, and then Josh chime in after what I have to say and after Scott's rebuttal. I don't want to be a hypocrite here, Scott. You mentioned it earlier in your comments that the referees let them play. Okay, so if you're going to not enforce those rules, you can't expect them to enforce the six-man rule, number one. Number two, did it make a difference on the goal?
Yes, the six-man got the puck. He was standing free. He got the puck.
Okay. Well, you know, some people say differently. I'm in agreement.
There's no denying he got the puck. There's no denying no
one. They did say one guy was attempting to get off the ice, but he was he was at 10 feet,
right,
not 5 feet.
Not even 10. You know. If you look at the overhead shot, there was no one near going off.
But it's a hockey thing. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, in football you can call holding every single play. In basketball, you could probably call charging or a foul or some sort of penalty every single thing. If we were to take a screenshot on every single line change, you're going to be able to catch some fishy stuff. It was a normal hockey play that a normal hockey play with a lot of gray area, which is just normal in the game, and it happened to occur in what could have been, if we would have lost game 5, what could have been and would have been the most consequential moment of the entire season.
Guys,
and
they won just the game because that guy had nobody on him. He had a free run to the goal.
That's
with the
debatable.
Puck.
But yeah. It's
not debatable
that
when you look at the overhead.
That is
guys.
Part of a line change and part of skill. Kemper set them up to do that.
It wasn't a line change, first of all. It was one man coming on the ice. It was nobody going to the box.
You sound like a passionate Lightning fan, and that's what we need in this town right now.
There you go,
exactly,
you Homer. Good Homer. I like him.
It's about has either one of you looked at the overhead?
Of course we have. Just like you have, we all saw the same thing.
Why are you talking about someone going to
the box? We're trying to be a little bit more objective about it, and that's cool.
But, guys, there was nobody near going off the ice.
Let me ask you this. Here's the question, Scott. Would we be talking about this if the Lightning had six men on?
Yes. We'd be on the total other end of the argument.
Yes,
that's a normal hockey
you
play.
You might be
it
Scott,
no.
And I might be in Josh, but in general, people would say, oh, no, he was going off the ice. It's just funny
guys,
how
the fact of the matter,
there's
the
no objectivity.
The NHL, has come out and said they made a mistake. They have come out and said it was absolutely six men on the ice.
Yeah.
And the fact that you can't, they have chosen that, which you can't review, over something like an offside
changed. Let's segue it to football, Scott.
Okay.
Get your opinion on this. When the offense is doing the cutie pie hurry up, and I'm not talking last 2 minutes of the first half or the end of the ball game, okay, that's different. You better be aware and you better get off the field. But when they're trying to be cute, okay, and a guy's running off the field, you know,
they throw a flag. That's part of what Brady's
Do you think that's a good call?
Yes.
See, I disagree. I think it's
But Patrick, here's the thing. They do have a rule in football, though, to compensate for that. If you're trying to get cute and the offense runs a guy off to sub, then the defense is allowed the time to bring one on.
I understand that, but the offense can call two, if not three plays in the huddle.
Yeah, you better get up and get back on your side of the line. That's part of the hurry up.
Well, yeah, how about 11 on 11? Let's play straight up. See, that's, I'm tired of all the game playing and all the nonsense. Just let's play straight up.
I think
up.
A hurry
just
up.
Just win, baby.
Just win, baby. Is
Wait,
that
Patrick,
what we're at?
Patrick, yeah. Is I a hurry you. Up legal?
Yes.
But 6 men is not.
You're just, again, I'm not trying to be like, oh, I was there, I had a better perspective, but I was there, I was around plenty of other guys, you know, knowledgeable hockey fans, and we were commenting throughout the game that they were killing us on the line changes. They were killing us on the line changes, they were faster. The one thing that you can say about the overtime period is that we had dead legs.
We
were
did.
Tired, yes. We were slow, they beat us on
but
the line
I
change.
Don't,
what you're complaining about right now is a hockey rule.
Are
if you're
you
saying
telling,
you want to change hockey rules, that's a whole different
thing. Are you
thing.
Telling me you guys sat there and noticed there were 6 men on the ice
no,
right when
I just said
None
I was just very
did.
Clear about what we just noticed. We were saying throughout the entire game that we were slow on the line change.
Did
they
you notice it immediately,
it.
Scott?
Legal line change.
Right.
They
but did you?
Part of hockey is changing your line. They were faster than us.
No,
we're an older team. It was overtime. We were slow.
I didn't notice it until it was brought up immediately after the game. But I don't have to notice it. You don't. But when they have 4 guys on the ice, okay. let's you know, come on.
Well, here's the one point you said. Hey, Patrick, let's go back to football, and then we'll segue it back to hockey. You said, is it legal? And the answer is yes. Okay. Is it also okay for me to have one defensive guy do the old, oh, I pulled my hamstring and hit the deck to stop you from doing hurry-up? And the answer is
yes.
Yes. So why are we getting to that level of silliness? Just play straight up. And that segues to maybe a good point you have, Scott. Josh, I don't know your thoughts on this, the line changing this and that. Why not take, you know, a TV 20-second timeout and let the line change naturally without having to have this concept? What would be your thoughts on that? Just throwing it out there. I know it's a left-field statement.
There'd be a lot of timeouts as quick as they change lines.
Well, they change about every 2 minutes, is
no,
my understanding.
No. No, they
the
said
the full
that,
line is roughly about two, like each on average.
Yeah,
on average.
Oh, they were saying the other night they don't like keeping the forwards out there for over a minute.
It's different for everyone because they're flying around out there.
I'm just doing average, but I'm just saying, you know, every minute you take a 5 second, you know, boom, and that's it.
No, I that would be terrible for game flow.
Just
I'm saying my opinion. I think that would be bad, and it would change the integrity of the game, which is. If you're going to stop, like, again, part of the game is a line change. It's kind of like in basketball where part of it, and obviously you stop to make substitutions and stuff.
That's my point.
You have specialists, and you have specialists.
Only soccer and hockey, you know, they really don't it work as well as
well,
I think.
Well, in soccer, the game flow stops. The clock keeps running, but the game stops.
Substitution is very, very technical. That guy can't run onto the field till the other guy's off.
I've never considered that, though. To Patrick's point, it is the only sport where the game continues to play while you're making a substitution. That's interesting. See, for me,
I'm just trying to look at another view to fix it. That's all.
No, 100%. But
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not saying I'm right or wrong. It's not even an opinion. It's just a thought.
And a lot of this
football, it continues when you make a substitution. The game continues.
It's not happening in the middle of a play.
It's not happening in the middle.
No, but look how many penalties it's caused because teams got 11 men on the field, 12 men on the field.
It's part of strategy, though, isn't literally making an entire – like, you're not substituting out your entire offensive line.
My biggest issue is to distinguish, which I think is one of the most favorable for the team that does it, to not say you can't challenge too many men on the ice is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, it's too much of a gray area. I don't like it.
A lot of this comes down to the kind of finding that balance between game flow and getting it correct. Do you want to slow down the game where, you know, we see in the NBA sometimes the last 2 minutes of gameplay take 30 minutes to play out?
How about
out?
The last minute in hockey? Something. That was just...
Yeah. See, for me, we were talking about, did you notice this?
And truthfully, anything in overtime should be reviewed.
Thank you. Any game-winning goal should be reviewed.
But that's the whole thing. The goal itself, where it got stuck in the netting, and so nobody really knew what happened or anything like that, they've got to have some sort of technology that you can't have game four again, which it could have been the penultimate point of the entire season, most consequential game-winning, series-winning moment, all of that. End like that. There's got to be, like, it's got to light up. There's got to be the net shit. There's got to be something there. Because we were all in there looking around like, wait, what? What happened?
There's no reason they can't put some sensor that if anything touches that inside of that net.
We talk about
whatever.
It in the NFL with the first down marker and everything, too. Right. I mean, they
and
have
the baseball
technology.
Strike zone, everything.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll finish up with this hockey and rules, and then we'll be getting into Major League Baseball and as well as the NFL. Some crazy things going on in the NFL. It never stops in the NFL. We're going to take a quick timeout. Please hang in there with us here on AM 860 The Answer, the Sports Zone, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. Thank you.
Hi, folks. It's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
This is Hugh Hewitt for Town Hall Review. If you're like me, you want more than just facts. You want insight from people you trust. People like Dennis Prager, Michael Bedved, Larry Elder, Mike Gallagher, and of course me, your host each week on the Town Hall Review, a weekly roundup of the news. Tune in each week and visit our website at townhallreview.com. That's townhallreview.com.
Listen to the Town Hall Weekend Review tonight at 11 on AM 860. The Answer.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
A physical training event.
Aye, promises to one's community.
Helping people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
AM 860, The Answer.
Odyssey.
Welcome back to The Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free, 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Thanks for tuning in to a beautiful day here in Tampa, all the way from Port Charlotte to Crystal River over to Lakeland. We appreciate everybody in between and checking us out. Check us out on Facebook. Check me out tomorrow on the Captain's America Third Watch from 5:47 to 5:57. The Captain and I will talk about the sports this past weekend and some other things also. So tune in tomorrow for that. Josh, we are talking about hockey. Scott, the rule changes. I'm a big guy on intentions, Josh. I'll hit Josh with this and you finish up, Scott. Was the intention to be cute with, you know, the sixth guy on the ice to score?
No, again,
don't think so? That's important to me.
They were beating us on the line change. It's as simple as that. They were just beating us on it. That's
Scott, what's your thoughts? Intention?
Yes, they were beating us on the line change. That wasn't a line change. Okay. There was no one when you look at the overhead. No, I don't think they did it on purpose.
Okay.
I think the other guys were caught up in the game. He came on. There was definitely no one heading to the box.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is this, Scott. I'm the type of guy, I believe in enforcing the rules. I've always said that in my whole life. But if the rule that you broke didn't do anything, then why are we making a big deal?
Because in this case it did.
Okay, that's fine.
He is the man that received the outlet pass that went to the net.
Okay, and that's fine. I'm saying if the intentions led to a thing happening not fairly, fine. But here's the point I'm making, and everybody who's in our age bracket, Scott, will remember this. This is way before Josh's time in the younger crowd. But when George Brett hit that home run, and because he had pine tar just above the trademark,
like they disallowed it.
Right. And did that have anything to do with him hitting that 400-foot home run? No. That's the point I'm trying to make.
No, it was the cork in his bat they didn't catch.
Well, that's funny. Now, that one we both know has a problem, as right. Sammy Sosa can tell you.
Right.
But you see my point,
Scott? I have no issue with any scoring sequence being reviewed in the last 2 minutes of a game.
Right.
I mean, the NHL came out, they released a statement. They said they defended the no call. They said that there are too many men on the ice. Penalties are discretionary calls, not subject to video review. All four officials, they discussed it. They determined they didn't see too many men on the ice, and that's that.
First of all, they did not. That is NHL bull there. Those referees skated off the ice. They did not sit there on the ice and discuss that call. Do not tell me they went back in the locker room and were going to bring people back out.
Do you think? I'm glad you're bringing this up. Okay.
Well, there was discussion, though, and then the ref went like this and said that. Like,
but they could have done a better job. He's right.
No.
But here's the question, Josh, of this. Okay. I'm going to get conspiracy theory. Okay. Two things. If the Lightning win tonight, all this we're talking about is irrelevant, because if you think about it, they should be. If the Lightning win tonight, we all thought if Colorado handles home ice, we handle home ice, there's going to be a game 7 in Colorado. So it would be, in some essence, irrelevant, because nobody thought we were going to beat them.
But if they won that game,
right? But then
this would be the final game.
But people would say they probably would have lost in Colorado. So that's the point I'm trying to make, Scott, about the whole situation. Bottom line is this, Joshua, they're going to win tonight. We both agree. Scott, you agree they win tonight?
I'm still going 4-2. No.
You're going to say Colorado puts it on them. I respect you sticking to your guns.
I'm sticking with 4-2.
Good for you, brother. Now let me. Then I'm going to hit you with the question.
Okay.
The Lightning pull it off and make it 3-3. Go back to Colorado. Who wins that game?
Colorado's done.
Oh, so if Tampa Bay pulls it out tonight, they'll beat them in
Colorado
game 7.
Colorado, until they face Lightning, they hadn't lost 2 games all playoffs. They don't think they're beatable. They lose 2 in a row. Now they're in their head.
Okay. All right. Now, Josh, this is what makes sports and conversation great. I disagree with you. I think if we win tonight, I still think they're going to find a way to win game 7. And I want your opinion, then I'm going to segue into conspiracy theory. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Bolts win tonight and Avs take it in 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in game 7, you see, as they always talk about, but it's more than just the comment, the heart of a champion. Yes, that sounds good, but let's get real. As we saw it in the Golden State series, it's not the heart of a champion. It's the knowledge. It's the fortitude. It's the mind of a champion.
The intestinal fortitude. Gordon Solie from the Sunshine State.
Let me ask you a question. If the Lightning come back and win, which everyone said they can't win 3 in a row, but they come back, if it was on neutral ice, who would you pick, Patrick?
I picked the Lightning.
Okay. And I think their experience, their gamemanship, the knowledge makes that neutral ice in a game 7.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be very interesting to see. Now, I want to talk about conspiracy theory, but I want to get back to what you're talking about, home ice, because hockey and basketball and baseball, it's funny how you play so many games and it's not neutral, but the Super Bowl is neutral. Funny concept I want to talk about in reference to that. But, Josh, does the NHL want the Lightning to go 3 in a row?
Does the NHL want the Lightning to go 3 in a row? I don't think they care.
Okay.
Because the Avs have McKinnon, And they have Makar, Maker, however you pronounce his name. They had like they're the next dynamite. Like they're
Let's
the next.
Suppose
dominant
it was
team.
The Montreal Canadiens.
They would want the Canadiens to win. 110%.
He didn't even hesitate.
Well, I mean,
it just cracks me up.
That's natural. It's a business. It always goes back to this. But the league wants the Cowboys to be good. The NFL, they always want the Cowboys to be good. Baseball always wants the Yankees to be good, and they prefer the Red Sox to be good too. So you can have a Yankees Red Sox, you know. Like, if they can choose, yeah. Like, I don't buy into that conspiracy, but if everything else were equal and they could choose between the Canadians and Maple Leafs being in it versus the Avs and the Lightning, they're going to want more traditional teams being good and competitive. The same with the NBA is always going to want Celtics, Lakers. They're going to, and, you know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah, I like it. No, great point, Josh. That's why I brought it up. Hey, we'd love to hear from you. 877. 969-8600.
I was talking to one of my college roommates who's from Chicago, big Blackhawk fan.
Okay.
And he feels that Tampa and Miami have a huge advantage over any other team in the NHL.
Really?
He just feels the weather, the no taxes. The for these players.
Oh, to get players. Yes. Oh, you would think for everything, but it doesn't seem to work that way
I don't know.
We've been lucky recently, but back in the day you would have thought it would have been a lot more, but the Rays, but that's a salary cap issue. I mean, the Bucks got Brady and Gronk, and when we come back we're gonna talk about Gronk. Is that 100% he's retired or not? And we will have that discussion.
So right after training camp.
Oh my. Yeah, that's how I feel, Scott. And we'll take your calls at 877-969-8600. We're going to take a quick timeout here on the Sports Zone. It's going to be about a 3 to 4 minute timeout. We're going to do a little SRN news and a little weather update and a little local news. Hang in there with us because when we come back, we're going to have some fun talking about the Bucks. We'll be right back here on AM Sports Zone, baby, 860.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Furious about surging prices at the gas pump and the supermarket, many consumers around the world feel they know where to cast the blame on greedy companies that jack up prices and pocket the profits. But economists say corporate price gouging is, at most, one of many causes of runaway inflation. They say supply chain distribution problems, ports and freight yards, worker shortages, and President Biden's enormous pandemic aid program for COVID-19 caused a lot of problems that lead to today's high prices. The mayor of Kiev says Russia has resumed attacks on the Ukrainian capital with missiles. Two buildings struck yesterday. No deaths, but several people injured. And President Biden is praising the global alliance confronting Russia and its war over Ukraine. He is in Europe today, meeting with members of the G7 and later with members of NATO. This is SRN News.
Odyssey. News, insight, passion. AM 860, The Answer.
Corey and Zach lingered in foster care for years, longing for a permanent place to call home. They lost hope.
I felt alone in the world. I didn't feel loved. Every day felt like a lost cause. I thought, who would want to adopt an older child?
I thought, I'm going to end up on the streets. That's just how it's going to be.
Thankfully, Corey and Zach's journey changed when they were adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
It's really difficult to wonder how you're going to make it. I'm not going to have that problem now. I just won't. Because I have a family.
Today, Corey and Zach have bright futures. But every year, thousands of youth age out of foster care with no permanent family and no safety net. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Any student around the world can sign up for PACT's online training program and learn how to stop child trafficking. Go to PACT.city to sign up for the 1 hour course today. With PACT, we declare not one more victim.
Here is your exclusive AccuWeather forecast.
Times of sunshine and clouds for today, with a thunderstorm or two in the afternoon and a high 92. Partly cloudy tonight with a low 77, and a spotty thunderstorm Monday with a high 92. Plan with confidence. Download the redesigned AccuWeather app today. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Gregory Patrick for AM 860, The Answer.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate everybody listening to us here on AM 860, The Answer. And hopefully we'll have the answers for you in the sports world. And if you'd like to chime in and throw in your two cents, call us at 877-969-8600. Let's shift to football. And Josh, will hit you first. Mr. Gronkowski, is he 100% in your mind retired, or are we going to see him August the 20th say, I'm going to give one more year with Tom? Yeah, I hope you're right. So that's going to be interesting to see if he does come back or not. I hope so.
No, I don't. I think he's going to stay retired. It'd be very rare for someone to retire twice.
Well.
And then, you know, not come back. It was interesting, I guess, the timing of it. But it's certainly good to inform the team of the Bucks now so that we can prepare accordingly. Get the younger rookies. For, you know.
Yeah. What do you think, Scott? Can you give your two cents on that?
Yeah. It's so hard with him.
It really is.
And I'll tell you, it's here's how I look at it. Yes, I believe he would stay retired this time, most likely.
Okay.
I also believe that his buddy, Mr. Brady.
Yes.
If he went to them after training camp, during training camp, and said, dude, okay, you're not worrying about working out. You're still doing your thing. I need you. Yes, I think if Brady wants him back, he could get him back. But does Brady want him back that bad? I mean, that's what it comes to.
Well, I think it's funny we're talking about training camp. The tight end room, let's see what comes out of it. Because if these guys can put it together and make Brady feel confident, then that need to, you know, ask him to come out of retirement is a whole new point. Josh, would you like to see him come back or not?
I'd certainly like to see him come back if he's going to be able to contribute the way that he did last year. But, again, you know, if he wants to retire, again, this is the second time now. They already got another ring down here. You know, sure, if Tom were to beg him to come back because we think we need it or something, yeah. But if he wants to be done, he wants to be done. He's, you know,
okay,
arguably the greatest offensive weapon in the history of the NFL. He was an elite blocker. You can line him up inside, outside. I mean, he had an incredible, incredible, amazing career. He took a lot of bumps and bruises along the way.
He did. Take away his injuries. God, that would be real scary.
Is he, and this is weird, and again, they were probably better when we were younger, Patrick.
Okay.
But is he the best tight end to play the game?
All around, yes.
No,
all
it's
around.
Not even close. He is by far. He's not all only around. The best tight end in the history of the NFL. He is the greatest offensive weapon in the history of the NFL. He was too big for defensive backs. He's too fast for linebackers. He was comparable to Shaq in his prime. We have never seen anyone dominate the way that he has.
But we have seen tight ends dominate the way he did.
Not dominating.
We saw Patrick.
Here's the thing.
Who played for Atlanta, Patrick?
Oh, Tony Gonzalez could catch the ball to anybody. Antonio
and
Gates could
block.
Catch.
And he can block.
No.
Yes, he could.
Not like that level, brother.
Dude. And he.
I'm old enough to remember Tony Gonzalez and
Antonio
Gates.
What are their stats? What are their stats?
It's not even close. Gronk, first of all, blocking stats?
No, I'm talking.
Receiving.
If you were to concede that offense is equal, it's not. Even then, what Gronk was able to do, he was complete. Look. Tom Brady, arguably the greatest quarterback of all time, who did he look to in big moments time and time and time again? Gronk, always. He was uncoverable. He was willing to get dirty. He was able to recover, play through injuries.
No,
he's everything you could ever want from a
football
player.
We got a caller on line one. Appreciate you holding out for us. What's on your mind?
Hey, got a couple of things. Hey there, Patrick, Steve Patron here in Tampa. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, it's all good. I was going to say the main thing I want to talk about was the Colorado advantage because of the oxygen, the high altitude. They're used to it. Tampa isn't. That's an advantage, and Tampa's doing pretty good. As far as the greatest offensive player in the NFL, I'm old enough to remember Jim Brown.
Yeah.
He was pretty untouchable. So anyway, you know, it's hard to say who was the best.
Well, that's it. I was just about to touch on that because Walter Payton, to me, is the greatest all-around running back, talking about Jim Brown, because he could block and pick up the blitz, okay? He could throw the ball. Jim couldn't throw the ball like him. Jim couldn't receive the ball as well as Walter. Walter cut on a dime better than Jim, but Jim was a little bit more physical, but not much. So that's where you get into these discussions and arguments.
Yeah, Walter
Steve.
Was probably all-around better.
Yeah.
Now that you mention Walter, I was in Chicago for the funeral, but I didn't go. So I was there on a seminar. It just happened to be the weekend of his death. It was really weird.
That was sad, man. That was sad.
It was. It really was. It really was. But anyway, the oxygen levels there in Colorado, big advantage for them because they're used to the high altitude.
Oh, absolutely. It does make a difference. And
breathing and getting tired at the end and all that stuff. Yes.
I'm hoping, you know, they can pull it off tonight and go back there for Game 7, and maybe they've adjusted after flying back and forth so much. But it is going to be an advantage for them. But we have the advantage tonight with the home ice, so we shall see if they pull it off. We'll know about 10:45. Hopefully this one doesn't go into overtime because I don't need that again.
The accident. Yeah, with nobody was covering the guy that got the puck. I wonder why. Oh, well. Anyway,
there you
nice
go.
Talking.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Have a wonderful day.
Guys, all I'm going to say is offensive number-wise, Tony Gonzalez dwarfs.
Yeah, going a per-game basis. He played twice as many games.
Well, is that because he didn't get injured as much as Gronk?
Correct.
Is that because, I mean...
How many Super Bowls did Tony Gonzalez contribute to winning?
One.
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. How many Super Bowls did he play in?
Zero.
I mean, God, come on. Like, it's not to even argue that. Like, sure. What you're making is the durability argument, is the availability argument. Great. So you think Jason Witten's the greatest tight end?
No.
But,
No.
Okay. That's what you're arguing right now.
Let me ask you this, Josh. This is a great point.
I mean, Jason Witten has, what, 300 more catches than Antonio Gates? He's got 400 more catches than Shannon Sharp, 3,000 more yards. So Jason Witten's a better tight end?
Who do you think?
That's silly.
Now, Tony Gonzalez, I will say this, was a better receiving tight end than Gronk. Not by a lot, Josh, but by a hair.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Y'all are both, you see football through a coach's angle. If you were a defensive coordinator.
Oh, I'd be more scared of Gronk.
Done. That's all I'm saying. Thank you.
Absolutely not. Okay. Gonzalez.
It's that clear? It's that big of a difference. It's not even an argument for you.
As a defense, that's ridiculous. And I'll tell you why.
That's ridiculous.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because he was a lot faster than Gronk.
Not a lot faster,
Guys, I'm looking at it right now.
What was his 40 time? Their 40 time.
Okay.
Look up their 40 times. Robbie, what's on your mind while we're looking that up here on AM 860 40
yard dash. Sorry, Robbie. 40-yard dash doesn't mean anything for a tight end, man. How often do they just run in
we're
a straight line up the field? Come on, guys.
Tony Gonzalez did it a lot.
That's my point. Because
that's all he could do. Gronk had the best bump and run in the league. He'll run up, shove the linebacker back 8 yards, and an out route, bam, first down every time.
There's a lot to be said about third down conversions. I would like to put that in FanDuel. Robbie, good morning, brother. How you hitting them?
Yeah, I like the Avalanche over the
You always tonight. Do. Come on, man. Tonight, huh? They're going to end it tonight, huh? They're going to pop the champagne in our own hometown? Come on, Robbie. We don't want that, do we?
Come on. Who cares about the Gronk? Talk about the Ole Miss Rebels beating Oklahoma.
That was awesome game last night. That's funny you would bring that up. I watched the whole dang baseball game because really nothing else was on. And the Rays had already played, so I was rooting in Ole Miss, man. I hope they can pull it off.
There's the guy here that we played high school baseball with. His son goes to Ole Miss.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes, sir.
There was the Dodgers and the Braves on last night, Pat.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good Sunday night tonight. Good game.
No, I know. And I like the Braves, too, but I just – College World Series versus a regular season, you know, MLB. I'm going College World Series.
Good show, Pat.
You too, Robbie. Take care, brother. Okay, yep. Man.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye, man. All right, what's my boy Gonzalez's 40-yard time?
Hang on.
Now, it's funny, Josh. Now, I got one for you, Josh. Who's a better all-around athlete? Just don't argue and get mad. I know it's not paired of
between Tony Gonzalez and Rob Gronkowski?
Yeah, who's better?
Rob Gronkowski.
What?
No.
Okay.
Now, I'll tell you why. Okay. Tony was one heck of a basketball player.
Amazing.
That's what I'm saying, all-around athlete.
I believe it.
That's what I'm saying. He's a better all-around
athlete. Drop him on any field. Who could compete the most? Soccer, basketball?
Right.
Okay.
That's all.
Yes.
But I'm agreeing with you on the tight end. He's the best all-around
but
tight end.
But the way that football,
because what your dad said was a little funny and crazy. But he's got a point, too. But here's the thing. The bottom line is, defensive coordinator. I'm going to play him up tight. All right, I'm going to run your butt over. Oh, you want to play me back? Don't worry. When we do the sweep, I'm going to come knock you into next week. Tony wasn't a bad blocker, though. Let's don't discourage
Tony's
it.
Great. I hate that I'm discrediting Tony G right now, dude. He's fantastic.
His yards per catch were less than Gronk. Tony Gonzalez did more work in tight situations than Gronk did. Gonzalez.
That's true.
He did.
But
Gronk
there's two reasons.
Better separation.
That's why.
The rules were different for Gronk than they were for him, too.
Ooh.
And what Gronk did by hitting a guy 8 yards down the field is illegal every time he did it. I love he did it, but it was illegal.
And now they're starting to enforce it. Back in the day, they didn't. And your point's well taken. So that's what the difference is, to say the least. We're going to take another quick time out here on the Sports Zone. When we come back, we'll kind of finish up this show, and we'll be in fantasy football here in no time. Josh kind of lit up when I said we ought to look at third down conversions for wide receivers. Good conversation coming up. Hang in there with us here on AM 860 The Answer.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday.
Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
My dad served in Vietnam, the 82nd Airborne Division. He never talked about it, and my mom knew not to ask. So Dad buried himself in work and self-medicated and would lose his temper sometimes. Loud noises would put him on edge. It got rough. So I finally said to him, "Dad, you gotta get help."
As a family member or friend, you may be the first to notice when a veteran you love has been going through changes. Things like withdrawing, drinking more, or increased anger could be a sign of a larger health concern, but help is available.
Dad finally went to VA for one-on-one and group therapy and got some really great tools to help him manage things. And I got my dad back.
Listen to hundreds of inspiring stories at maketheconnection.net and learn how you can support the veterans in your life. Treatment works. Recovery is possible.
Kidney disease is a potentially fatal condition that causes more deaths each year than breast cancer or prostate cancer. Symptoms are difficult to detect, yet 1 in 3 people are at risk for developing the disease. Tiredness, trouble concentrating, dry, itchy skin, and urinating more often than usual may be symptoms. Visit OptumKidneyCheck.com to take a simple survey to see if you are at risk. That's OptumKidneyCheck.com. A public service message from the National Kidney Foundation, Optum Labs, and this station.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll-free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right. Welcome into the Sports Zone. And we have about 10 minutes left. We're going to have some fun here. If you'd like to chime in, we've got a couple minutes for you. 877-969-8600. And we're talking about tight ends. And I'm glad you brought that one up, man. It's funny how New England probably's had.
Oh, they've definitely had the best.
The two best. One of the two best. Russ Francis, look that up, brother. That'll startle you. He revolutionized.
But are we forgetting the Chargers?
I was getting ready
Winslow
to say.
Winslow and Gates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. Ozzie Newsome.
Yeah, but I don't know who else was with him at Cleveland. Now, he, you know what? Ozzie was a great tight end. But you know where he was better? Seriously, as an executive.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say that he didn't have a great NFL career, but he had a great, you know, for the Cleveland Browns. And speaking about the Cleveland Browns, let's talk about that. Joe Weaver, we love you, man. I hope Joe's listening. Joe's here at Salem Communications. He does a lot here, and he's a great guy, and he loves his Browns, and God bless him for that. But what are they doing up in Cleveland, man? Does Deshaun Watson start game one this year, Josh?
No.
Oh, Scott. No. Does he start game one, Deshaun Watson, for the Cleveland Browns?
No.
No. How many games is he suspended, Josh?
I think he could be suspended the entire season.
Wow.
Yeah.
Scott, I really... how many?
I don't think we see him play this year.
Wow, you guys. I'm going to say 8 games. We'll see. We'll see who's right at the end of the day. Now, Baker Mayfield, okay, if you're the Seattle Seahawks, would you rather have him or Drew Lock or Geno Smith right now? If you could pull off a realistic and a decent trade.
Baker.
Interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah. He played hurt last year.
Yeah.
See, I agree with that.
Yeah. No matter his value is where he was overrated when
yes,
he was
he
younger.
Was.
But now he's underrated now.
We
but
agree.
The Browns, would they added Jacoby right after they got Deshaun. Right. Jacoby Brissett is who they're going to use as their backup.
I mean,
it's just Baker stuff there is Tarnit. But, like, I'd rather have Baker than Jacoby, everything else being equal.
I think so.
But it's kind of funny, you know, we talk about the backup. Jacoby's probably in the top 5 of backup quarterbacks in the National Football League. I mean, you can at least service him to win a game for you. You know,
if everything else is above average around him.
Yes.
And, you know, you're not facing an elite team or anything. Like, he won't blow it for you.
Right.
Yeah,
there you go.
He's good. He's good enough to get by.
Yeah, exactly. Now, speaking of that, okay, Chicago Bears. Hey, Ken. Second year, Mr. Fields?
Looking at things this way, but I'm incredibly cynical on the Bears and what they're doing. They're not surrounding him.
You and 3 million people in Chicago.
There's our boy Kitch.
We talked last week about how, you know, all NFL teams have hope at this point in the year, this and the third. It's just they are not setting up Justin Fields for any sort of success at all. Name two receivers that he has, you know? I mean, it's just there's nothing there. They've got there's nothing. There's not any talent around that team on that team to real. And I don't think I think he would be fine if there was some sort of stuff around him. But I don't think he's going to be good enough to elevate that bad of talent compared to where you got someone like Jameis Winston, where I think now he's in arguably one of the best situations he's ever been in his life.
Let's talk about that. We're talking about Deshaun Watson. What about Alvin? The cool chipmunk, I call him Kamara, man. He's one of my favorite players of all time.
Well, did you saw what happened with him?
That's why I'm bringing it up, yeah. Josh.
So he's looking at six games. But, hey, I'm of the belief that running backs do not add. There are only a couple of running backs in the league that really add a lot of value. I think Kamara has benefited a lot from the system he's been in, from having a Drew Brees, from having Michael Thomas taking those easy slants. So I think having Michael Thomas back, having Jarvis Landry, having the young kid.
So who's going to be the running back for him?
They've still got Ingram, who's been solid, and then they've got a young kid that they added. They've got a Dwayne Washington. They've got Tony Jones. It's going to be a committee approach for them. Like, as far as
Tony Jones is not bad. Dwayne, okay, if he could turn into a Kamara like 3 years ago, now you got something special.
He could be your 1B, your guy catching the passes out of the backfield. But again, I think Jameis is going to be back to throwing it a bunch of times. Michael Thomas catching a lot of short little screen passes. I think that's going to be a PPR machine. But we haven't seen the Saints without Sean Payton. How much was Sean Payton really contributing and doing? I think the loss of Sean Payton matters way more than the loss of Alvin Kamara.
And what Joshua says about running backs, I think there's a twofold reason why running backs aren't you've got those special guys. But as the game has progressed, as you and I have seen it progress over the years, Patrick, linebackers have gone from being Mike Ditka, Mike Singletary beast that were made to play inside the tackles and clog up the runs to they are now the same size as the running backs. They run just as fast as the running backs.
It's changed.
And I think that's cut down on running back
It's just turned into more of a passing because of the rule changes. The 3 yards in a cloud of dust, there's no need to do that now that, you know, if you look at the receiver funny or if you hit the quarterback a split second late, it's a 15-yard penalty. So,
they don't last either. Right. I mean, a couple years ago, Ezekiel Elliott was the guy. Now he's breaking down. Before him, DeMarco Murray.
Right.
Then they ran him to death, and that was it. Even people are worried about Derrick Henry now, whereas just last year, King Henry, 2,000 yards, this, that, and the third. Jonathan Taylor, how many years is he going to be able to produce at this level?
As Belichick said, though, if you guaranteed him 3 yards a carry, he'd never throw the ball.
Yeah, well, there's some truth to that,
too. Yeah, but if you the guy getting you those 3 yards, you need to be rotating people in and out. I mean, the Bucs' backfield this year is going to – I think we're going to see different faces. I don't think Leonard Fournette's going to be able to handle – he was getting a lot of volume.
Let's talk about that, Josh. How many – I think it's a silly term, but we'll just use it anyway. You know, bell kill running backs.
That, I mean, we just named two of them. You've got your Jonathan Taylor and Derrick Henry. Those are the only two.
Christian McCaffrey.
But again, like, is McCaffrey capable of handling those big workloads and being effective? He's been hurt the past couple of years now. I think he's missed more games than he has. So
I think Fournette's more important to our team than a lot of these other guys are to theirs.
There's some truth to that.
Well, Derrick Henry and Jonathan Taylor are. They are definitely.
But Brady really. Really,
You have McCaffrey. He's definitely in that conversation. Austin Eckler is in for fantasy purposes. Is that type of guy because he gets so many targets? But Dalvin Cook,
right?
Nick Chubb,
Chubby,
Najee Harris,
yep.
Joe Mixon,
okay.
And that's probably it.
You don't have 12, do you?
Probably. I mean, I think there's teams that will try to force guys into those roles, and they're not going to be able to handle it. That sort of, even someone like Aaron
How
Jones.
Much longer before we go to team running back in the National Football League, Josh, in fantasy
you're
football?
You're saying what you're going to continue to see, and look, it's honestly, it's a microcosm of kind of where everything is going in this country, where It's more purple and green than red and blue, if you will. And so you're going to see a lot of fantasy commissioners tweaking and changing rules to their leagues and their constituents, if you will, and just playing accordingly.
You know what's funny about that, Josh?
Because you said earlier, like the first downs.
Guess what? All these commissioners who like to play dictator and don't like to change rules, that's going to change real fast or people are going to leave your league.
You got to have open exactly. You got to have open elections. You got to be
able
ever, to have.
And who's ever an owner gets the same as the guy who's been there for 10 years because mm-hmm. I'll put the money on the table.
Absolutely.
Right, Josh?
Absolutely.
But that's lost a lot.
There is one. And again, I know a lot of people just play on ESPN and they don't offer the amount of settings and stuff. But first downs for tight ends and for receivers in general should be worth something. Yeah. It should absolutely be worth something.
I've been saying this for 15 years.
In certain leagues, even they're doing where if your receiver draws a defensive pass interference,
yes,
moves the ball down the field 40 yards, getting half of those yards or whatever it may be. So
I'm all for it, Josh. What about this? I'll play devil's advocate. We don't know if he would have caught the ball or not, Josh.
That's why you only give half instead of the if it's 40 yards, you give half instead of the whole thing.
There you go. There's your compromise. You know, boy, if we did that in America with everything, oh my, would we make America great? I think we would. And speaking of that, Scott Levinson running for District 1 County Commissioner. Give me some political tidbits that we can do to get this county right because, woo, as my boy Ric Flair would say, we have some issues.
Well, we just found out that Hillsborough County is the highest inflation county in the state. County.
Yeah, that's a George Bushism. You watch it, young man.
Right,
go
right.
Ahead.
1,000 points of light.
That senior, junior would have said that, you know.
But, folks, things cost a lot right now. Food's still going up.
Oh, my.
Gas is paused a little bit, but all I can tell you is, if you want to pay more taxes, keep what you got. If you don't, it's time to vote for the other guys.
Get out in November. Get out in October. Knock out some of these incumbents. Get some new blood in there who wants to change things for the better and not stay status quo and have the good old boy shaking hand program. It's got to stop. It was never meant to be this way.
There's nothing wrong with a handshake as long as both people really honor it and
mean
it. What a novel thought.
Boy, that would be nice. But how about no handshake deals when it doesn't help the whole county, just help out a few?
There you go.
That would be an what an idea. Oh, my God. Because you're supposed to get elected to represent the people, not your best interests. Is that how it's supposed to be?
Well, you would hope so.
And let's
hope these referees today represent the Lightning's best interest and don't let 11 guys on the ice.
As Scott would say, peace, Tampa.
Peace, Tampa Bay, peace.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.